Bert sent in an audio piece from Colin Byrne from Salins. He is currently on a flotilla to Gaza, and he was wondering if we would be able to play his audio clip detailing why exactly he decided to take part in this year's flotilla, what they expected to achieve, and what the plans are. It follows on from last year's flotillas going over to Gaza, but I do believe that they were intercepted by the IDF last year. But this is Colin Byrne from Salins speaking, sending this voice note to KFM.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Colin and I'm living in Salins, County Kildare. I'm on the Global Smoke Flotilla to Gaza. This is my second one. We did one last year in September, and we did well. We got quite close. Our boat made it to, I would estimate, around about 30 to 40 nautical miles from Gaza itself. We were boarded by the IOF, that's the Israeli Occupational Forces. We were boarded around about 3-4 o'clock in the morning. The following day we were taken to Ashdod port, where we were treated like absolute crap, to be honest with you. Then we were taken to prison, a prison called Kitziot in the Negev Desert. We spent four nights there in total. We were most of us were on hunger strike for the time that we were in prison. Yeah, we were released on the Monday morning and flown to Athens, and then the next day we got flown to Ireland. So the difference between last year and this year, well, we're a lot more organized this time. We've been working on boats. There's been people procuring boats and working on boats since November. I've personally been here in Barcelona since January. Yeah, it's been hard going. It's been really hard going. A lot of work. Basically, what we do, we see a boat that we like, we go up, test the boat, check out the boat, have a look at it. Then we take it for a sea trial. If it's all good, we bring the boat back to the port where we were working from. During that time, the captain of the vessel is constantly monitoring the vessel for any works improvements that we can do. Then, basically, when we got to the port, the boat was stripped apart and any works that were needed were done. Rigging was changed, rigging was overseen and all that, engine, electrics, there was solar panels, there was everything done to it, absolutely everything done to it. So this time, our boats are a hell of a lot better than last time. We have a bit more of a strategy to go with it. Yeah, hopefully, last year we didn't have much of a final game plan. You know, we didn't have a proper strategy for the actual interception. And so hopefully this year we'll get it together. We're going to have a lot more boats. We're going to have up to about 100 boats. We had 39 boats left from Barcelona yesterday. So, it's a big one. Hopefully we're going to break the siege this year. The reason we're doing it, well, nothing has changed in Gaza. Nothing has changed in Palestine. There's still innocent children, innocent people, total families, everyone. Everyone's at risk there. Everyone's at risk in both Gaza and the West Bank. There's no value to life. They don't care about them. They're happy to starve children. And that's just wrong. We can't have that. In 2026, the year 26, wow, what are we doing? We're allowing this to happen. But our own government, Micheál Martin, Simon Harris, they promised that they'd pass the Occupied Territories Bill, and they haven't. They've still left it in limbo. They still go on, oh, they're working on it, blah, blah, blah. The simple fact here is, if they had done it 2 years ago, Ireland could have been that tiny little snowball that became an avalanche and could have put so much pressure on the Zionist entity that they would have had to, that other countries would have followed suit. But they didn't do that because they're spineless. And so now, that's the reason why me and my fellow comrades, Irish comrades and comrades all around the world, that's why we're sailing, because we've had enough. The people of Gaza deserve to be represented. They deserve to be, to, be given hope even. If they see us, the fact that they know that we are trying to break the siege, a siege that's been going on for almost, I think, 19 years now. I think it was 2007 that they brought in, they enacted this siege, illegal siege as well. But, you know, no one's standing up to them. No one's standing up to the Zionist entity. So that's why we're going. Hopefully we'll do it this year, and hopefully we'll get to Gaza. That's our plan. We have medics with us. We have eco-builders. We have educators. We're bringing aid. And ultimately, we hope to bring solidarity and hope to the people of Gaza. That's why we're going. That's why we're, you know... Like, this hasn't been easy. I've given up everything, basically, since I heard about GSF, since I joined GSF, since I had the privilege of joining GSF. So, that's why I'm going. What we hope, that we'll break the siege. That's it. Listen, thanks a million for listening, and see you again.